In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. I read the Ladder of Divine Ascent every Great Lent. It's a book by St. John Climacus. We'll commemorate him next week. I recommend it to everybody, except maybe some of chapter 5 for some of you. It's really a remarkable book. It has things like this in it, and I immediately thought of the cross when I read it. I read it a couple days ago, several days ago, but it reminded me of the cross. He says, "Let us who are weak and passionate have the courage to offer our infirmity and natural weakness to Christ with unhesitating faith and confess it to him. We shall be certain to obtain his help, even beyond our merit, if only we unceasingly go right down the depth of humility." And I was thinking about what he said and how little, really, I think we don't do this. I don't think we do it very much. Yeah, we say things like, "Lord of mercy," and we say our prayers. But do we really, from the depth of our heart, say to God, "I'm weak. I can't get it done without you. I don't know how to love my neighbor and my enemy. I don't know how to always have good thoughts in my head. I don't know how to stop doing this and start doing that. I'm kind of a mess." That's what this teaching by St. John reminds me of, is this, that we should have this idea in our heart. I can't do it. Offer our infirmity to God. This is what today's feast is about. It's not about this idea that people have that there's some sort of sacrifice that Jesus made to his Father. The reason that our Lord was on the cross was in order to cleanse us, to heal us, to drive a stake. The canon talks about that, like a stake into Hades, to break it. And the reason that he did this is because he fully feels our infirmities. I'm not even sure we fully feel our infirmities. In fact, I'm actually positive we don't. A lot of what we feel as unhappiness or dissatisfaction is really our own brokenness. The fact that we have these infirmities that only God can heal. And he is the high priest who knows our infirmities. The epistle talks about that today. He was at all points tempted like us, except that without sin. So he knows our infirmities. He knows what it's like to be a human being that is corrupt and incomplete. He took that corrupt human flesh and made it incorruptible. But he understands. He remembers. So he is someone we can go to, say, I'm broken. You can say things to Jesus Christ that you wouldn't dare say to another person. You have to learn to be able to say those things to Jesus Christ. Because he identifies with your infirmity. It's really what this feast means for me. Now, the cross is always associated with the resurrection. We don't speak of the cross without speaking of the resurrection. In fact, every Matins, that's Sunday Matins, has a canon entitled to the cross and resurrection. So when you look upon the cross, it is no longer an instrument of death, but it's an instrument of victory. It was God's way, after he became man, of having his human flesh die, which is what happens to human flesh, including his, and go down into Hades and break that connection between sin and death. See, he died just as human flesh dies, but he didn't have sin. So there was no hook, as it were. The fathers talk about a hook. There was no hook to Christ. The devil couldn't hold on to him because there was no sin. Whereas we die and we have sin, the devil can have a hold on us. But Christ died to break that hold. And yet we see evidence of that hold in our life. We see brokenness in our life. I hope you see brokenness in your life. And not in a way that is destructive. So much of our feeling our brokenness is destructive. It's depression, and it's addiction, and it's bad self-esteem, and it's all that sort of stuff. anxiety, all these afflictions that seem to be everywhere in our modern society that doesn't seem to know how to live. You should feel broken, but not broken in that way, because that's just destructive. Instead, you should say to the Lord, I have these infirmities, and I know that you bore my infirmities, and you can help me. You're the only one who can. I hope that your prayer becomes, over time, much more intimate, where it's not just a recitation of things that you say, but it's your heart saying, God, help me. You're my life. There is no life without thee. That's what the cross is saying to me every day. We should wear it upon our breast. We should make the sign of the cross when we do things. Because without the cross, there would not have been his death. Without the death of Christ, he wouldn't have gone down into Hades. And he wouldn't have broken that connection between sin and death. And he wouldn't have given us the capability to defeat sin and to defeat death. And yet we're broken. And yet we have infirmities. So we must go to the one who bore our infirmities, who was in all points tempted like us, yet without sin. Paul goes on to say, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. That's what St. John's advice is. Let us who are weak and passionate have the courage to offer our infirmity and natural weakness to Christ with unhesitating faith. They're the same exact idea. One from the apostle, the other from one who followed the apostle. I don't know, 700 years later, something like that. Bring your infirmities before God. Now, we're accustomed to hiding our infirmities because we don't want to look too bad. But if we go to God and say, I'm broken, I can't really figure out how to love this person, how not to have bad thoughts about him. I really can't figure out how to stop having these unclean thoughts. I really can't figure out how to stop being irritable and making people mad at me. I really can't figure out how to stop being lazy and saying my prayers. I really can't figure out much of anything. You bring that before God. Well, he knows what that's like because he bore the infirmities of the human race, all of them. He didn't have them. I mean, he didn't have the infirmity of being lazy, but he did bear our infirmities. And he knows every single problem you have, he understands that problem because he is a human being. Now, he changed his humanity to be perfected, which is where our humanity is going, our humanness is going. But he understands. That's what the cross is saying. So this hymn that we will sing, we're going to go out to our old rugged cross, if it's not raining, and prostrate before it like we normally do after liturgy. And we sing the hymn. Before thy cross we bow down in worship, O Master, and thy holy resurrection we glorify. So we go down before the cross, and most of the time when you make a prostration, that prostration is because of penitence. That prostration is because we're unworthy. That prostration is because we say, Lord, help me, like we do for the prayer of St. Ephrem. So there's this echo of it. Because it's built in our memory. That is, if you do enough prostrations, it's built in your memory. If you hardly ever do prostrations, you might not understand this. But if you do prostrations a lot, there's a certain sense of unworthiness, but also boldness. And you go down, but this prostration today is not because of penitence, although we have the remembrance of it, because we do so many because of penitence. It is remembering our infirmity and remembering he bore our infirmities, and we're going to get up. I mean, sometimes some of us have a little trouble getting up, but we're all going to get up. And the Lord will get us up. And there is the resurrection. And we can experience it to different degrees in this life. Some of us a lot, some of us very little. Some of us just have too many troubles. I'll tell you, I hear so many troubles. I heard somebody had a lot of troubles last night. Talked on the phone for a long time. Those troubles are not going to go away for a long time. But this person is approaching it in the right way, putting their infirmities before God. And fortunately, there are some resources that this person knows about it, and I've also put them in contact with. And it's a long, hard road, but God knows that road. He walked that road. That's what the epistle says. That's what this advice from St. John Climacus says. That's what the cross says, that you, the person who's like messed up, can be healed completely. You go down, but you can always get up. That's what I hope is in your heart when you do these prostrations at the end of liturgy. The resurrection is coming, and it's happening. So there's a future resurrection, when there's no sickness, nor sorrow, nor sighing, none anymore. And then there is the resurrection working itself into us now. There's still sickness, and there's still sorrow, and there's still sighing. There's still long days, and long weeks, and long years. There's still difficulties that might never, ever really get rectified. Problems that never will get fixed. But there is the resurrection happening in you now. I hope you have some consolation and you feel that resurrection in the midst of your infirmities. You feel God helping you. You feel confidence that He will help you, even though you're unworthy. Just try. Besides rattling off your prayers, try sometimes just saying to God, I'm broken. I know that you know what broken is like. You can fix it. That's what I say to God when I prostrate before the cross. And every day, I'll tell you, my days are a mixture of contrasts. There's wonderful, beautiful, holy things that happen. And in the midst of it, there I am, who's not wonderful or beautiful or holy. So there's this sort of cognitive dissonance that occurs all the time. And yet, somehow, things happen. I hope that is happening with you too. I hope you're seeing things happen in your life. And I hope no matter how dark it seems, that you know that there is light. There's no substitute really for work. You got to do the work. But besides the work, there is grace. There is God's grace helping you. And that's what the cross is telling you today. I hope it's telling you. That's what I'm telling you that you should be hearing. Because I hear that resounding. So just try this. When you prostrate before the cross today, just think a little bit. See if you can break with precedent and remember the sermon. And we don't remember things. It's hard to remember what somebody said 5 minutes after they said it. But let there at least be this sort of like engram in your heart that says, I'm broken. God knows what it's like to be broken, and He can fix me. And so I'm going down saying, I'm broken, but I'm getting up because God can make me stand. That's what the cross means. God bless you and help you.